This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's a special episode of The Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and have you ever wanted to be better with money? Well, you're in luck, and today I'm wearing a tuxedo. That's not the only reason you're in luck. You're also in luck because we're announcing the finalists for the 8th Annual Personal Finance Plutus Awards. You'll hear all of the names in all of the categories here first, but we'll then feature a roundtable discussion talking about some of the big blogs, podcasts, and videos from this year that you may want to check out for yourself. Joining us for the finalist reveal from Planting Money Seeds and Adulting.tv, Miranda Marquette. And also from Adulting.tv and Mrs. Plutus Awards himself. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Plutus Awards himself. It's Harlan Landis. On our roundtable discussion after the reveal, we'll welcome from the college investor, Robert Farrington. From BravelyGo.com, Kara Perez. And rounding out our panel from the Personal Profitability Podcast, Eric Rosenberg. And now, because every podcast about awards needs a host, Joe Salsiha.
Hey there, welcome to a special episode of the Stacking Benjamin Show. I am Joe Salsiha, Average Joe Money on Twitter. Didn't expect to hear from me today, did you? But we have a special lineup for you. Every year, we talk to our friend Harlan Landis about the Plutus Awards here on the show. And guess what? This year, we're pleased to announce that we are going to give you the reveal for the Plutus Awards, who the finalists are. And to do that, as Doug said so eloquently already, we have two people sitting here at the card table with me. And I'm so glad you could make it to Texarkana, guys, so that you could do this reveal. First of all, let's start off with from Planting Money Seeds and Adulting.tv, Miss Miranda Marquette.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here. There's nothing like sitting around a rickety card table on a Thursday night.
In tuxedos and dresses, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And Mr. Plutus himself joins us, Harlan Landis.
Hey, Joe, thanks for having me out here once again to talk about the Plutus Awards.
I should have said, too, you're the other half of Adulting.tv. We can't forget that.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. So let's talk about the Plutus Awards, because there may be a part of our audience that hasn't been around the few years, Harlan, you and I have talked about the award show. What is the Plutus Awards?
Sure. This is the 8th year for the Plutus Awards. What it is a way for us to recognize some of the best personal finance related media out there. So a while ago, it was really just about blogs, but now we've got podcasts and vlogs and video things and social media and all this crazy stuff that's going on in financial publishing, independent financial publishing, to recognize. And it also brings some attention to all of us independent publishers outside of the mainstream media for the most part. And this way, it's just a great way for us to celebrate each other.
Yeah, and to get the word out about some of these awesome projects that we've seen the last 7 years. One of the big awards that we'll be talking about the finalists for later are Lifetime Achievement Awards. Can we talk about some of the Lifetime Achievement people? Because this is an area where, I mean, a lot of our audience knows who these people are. And let's just shine a light on them for a second. Some of our past people, Harlan.
Sure. Let's start with last year's Lifetime Achievement winner, which is probably someone familiar to your audience, J Money. Amazing website that's been around for a long time called Budgets Are Sexy. And of course, Lifetime for a blogger right. is really only, I don't know, 5 to 10 years.
Oh, we've got it. We're up to 10 years now for lifetime achievement. You've got to have been around for 10 years now.
That's why I always think this is a funny category, because most people winning lifetime achievement are younger than me.
Yeah, lifetime in blogging is a short time, but these people who have won this category over the years have been involved in the financial media community for a long time. So I know Jay Money because I'm looking at that. That's off the top of my head. Budgets are sexy.
Yeah, JD Roth.
Harlan, don't be so modest. Harlan
Rockstar.
Won.
Rockstar.
Harlan, yes.
Harlan, right.
Harlan actually got an honor. He started consumerism commentary back in the early aughts before many of us even knew what blogging was.
Yes. PT has won it. The founder of FinCon was, I think, a couple of years ago. Jim Wang. I remember the year that I won the Plutus Award and I was on cloud nine and I was on an elevator with Jim Wang and we were comparing our awards and kind of both glowing. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And J.D. Roth.
J.D. Roth. That's one. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, J.D. Roth with Get Rich Slowly originally and now with Money Boss. Yeah. Basically one of the hugest personal finance independent blogs out there. And certainly influenced a lot of people to be a part of this financial media community. And so for that, JD was obviously one of the best choices that we've had. So a lot of people like that have come through this community and we're happy to be able to show our appreciation to them.
I love that. And the hallmark of these awards, though, of course, has been Blog of the Year. And last year, Blog of the Year went to...
Last year was Making Sense of Sense, which is another huge blog in financial media. Michelle has done such a great job creating a community and providing excellent content and articles. She focuses a lot on the income that she's earning from her blog. And
it's amazing.
A huge topic for people. And so interesting, so fun to follow along her story and be involved with that. And the Blog of the Year is a category that celebrates someone who had just an amazing breakout year with their blog. And last year, 2016 was certainly the case for Making Sense of Sense.
But I remember two other winners. I remember Mr. Money Mustache, the year that he won Blog of the Year. I remember that year. And I remember the year Jeff Rose won, I think.
Yep. Jeff Rose won for Good Financial Sense. Kyle Taylor's won for Penny Hoarder.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's been some really great blogs that have come through and won.
Yeah, some real breakout blogs. Well, that's enough pontificating. Let's get to it, guys. You ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are going to be the finalists for this year's 8th Annual Plutus Awards.
Yeah, so first off, we've got our investing blog category, so our best investing blog, and that is presented by Money Under 30. And so our finalists in this category are Barbara Friedberg from Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance, The Feminist Financier, Tella Holcomb, The College Investor, and White Coat Investor. So those are our five investing blogs, and there's some great, great advice in there if you're looking to boost your returns.
All right, for Best Retirement Blog, another great category. The finalists are Can I Retire Yet?, Retire Happy, Roger Whitney, The Retirement Manifesto, and Your Smart Money Moves.
Boy, I know a lot of those names too.
And so then for Best Frugality Blog, so if you want to save money instead of earn it, I guess, I don't know. If you're ready to save some money, we've got The Busy Budgeter, Club Thrifty, Frugal Woods, Money Smart Family, and She Picks Up Pennies.
Who won that one last year?
Last year's winner for the best frugality blog was Frugal Woods.
And they're back this year to defend the title.
Yeah, so we kind of have a rule that you once you win twice, you're ineligible in any categories. Well, in that category, I should say. So if Frugal Woods wins again this year, they can never win this category again. So they'll have to find a new category to dominate.
That's an interesting twist. But also in the Plutus Awards, and I think we'll get into this with a roundtable more later, there seems to be a emphasis against people winning it twice in a row. It just seems to be that's the way the voting's been historically. It'd be interesting. You guys don't have to comment on that. but I think that'll be interesting to see what the committee does this year. What do we have next?
Next up is Best Financial Independence Blog, and that's for FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early, those types of blogs and other sites. The finalists are 1500 Days, Mad Fientist, Our Next Life, Physician on Fire, and Root of Good.
And coming up after that, we've got the Best Family Finance blog presented by FamZoo. And the finalists are Catherine Alford, Chief Mom Officer, Couple Money, Mama Fish Saves, and Montana Money Adventures. And what I love about this category is there are some new, fresh faces in this category. So I'm excited to see that.
I'm excited about the fact that 4 out of 5 of those nominees have been on the Stacking Benjamin show before. I got to get Montana Money Adventures on just because they haven't been on yet.
Next up, we have the Best Finance Blog for Women presented by Fidelity. In this category, the finalists are Bitches Get Riches, Femme Frugality, The Budget Nista, The Lux Strategist, and Wealthy Single Mommy.
And what I love about this category is these are sassy ladies. It makes me happy. All of these women are out there doing their thing and being sassy.
Who was the winner last year of this category, Miranda?
The winner was MyFab Finance. So Tanya Rapley from MyFab Finance.
Ah.
Also a very sassy lady.
Yes. And not one of the finalists this year. That's interesting. Next up
is the Best New Personal Finance Book presented by Monica Louie. The finalists in this category are Broke Millennial, Stop Scraping By and Get Your Financial Life Together by Erin Lowry, Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not, A Parent's Guide for Kids 3 to 23 by Beth Koblener, Set for Life, Dominate Life, Money, and the American Dream by Scott Trench, The Simple Path to Wealth, Your Roadmap to Financial Independence and a Rich, Free Life by J.L. Collins, and finally, Your Playbook for Tough Times Volume 2, Needs and Wants Edition by Donna Friedman.
Boy, that's a big category. You guys don't have to comment on that, but I will. There's some heavy hitters there. I think just being nominated in that category is you could read any one of those books and you've done yourself a huge favor. What do we have next?
Yeah, so next is Best International Personal Finance Blog. And we've got the Canadian Budget Binder, Go Curry Cracker, Half Banked, Jordan Cox, and Money Bulldog.
Next up is the Best Debt Freedom Blog presented by Monica Louie. And the finalists are Bravely Go, Debts to Riches, Jackie Beck, Notorious Debt, and Two Cup House.
You know, debt freedom is something that I know a lot of our listeners here on the Stacky Benjamin Show worry about. Who won this category last year?
Last year's winner for the Best Debt Freedom Blog was Dear Debt.
Ah, Dear Debt.
Yes. So that's Melanie, right?
Yeah, Melanie Lockhart.
Yeah, that's Melanie Lockhart. And I believe that was her second time winning that. So she's ineligible in that category.
Yeah, because otherwise I think she would have been, clearly would have been here. Next up, we're finally...
She has quite a lot of public nominations, but we had to disqualify her because she has won twice.
I like that rule, though. Next is one of my favorite categories, Best New Personal Finance Podcast.
Yeah, and this is actually a new category that our panelists wanted to add this year because, just doing a podcast of the year wasn't enough for them. We needed a new finance podcast.
Well, and Miranda... Hey, Miranda, not to cut you off, but just, you know, this award show closes out the big FinCon conference. It's at the end of FinCon. Last year, Steve Stewart told me, our engineer, and he also runs the FinCon podcasting platform. Last year, they had 36 different podcasts that went off at FinCon. And this year, they expect to have closer to 50 personal finance podcasts. It's amazing. Well, Harlan, since you started... When you first started the Plutus Awards, how many personal finance podcasts were there besides yours?
That's a good question. Maybe 3?
Yeah.
4 that I knew about at the time. Certainly when the award started, there were not a lot of podcasts out there. I started my own consumerism commentary podcast in 2008, which was even, I thought it was pretty late for starting a podcast because I knew about podcasts outside of personal finance. But it turns out that podcast is just huge now, and it's great because I love the medium.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. By the way, you can still find those old consumerism commentary back episodes, can't you?
Oh, yeah. They're still on iTunes or Apple Podcasts and of course, on Consumerism Commentary, too.
Yeah. Awesome.
So do you want to hear the finalists?
Let's pontificate about podcasts for a while longer.
Okay, let's do it. So the finalists for Best New Personal Finance Podcast, we have Choose FI, The Fire Drill Podcast, Journey to Launch, Marriage, Kids, and Money, and the Money Nerds Podcast.
Cool. And another one of my favorite categories. This category, I think, was around for a while, and I believe left and is back. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, we used to have a humor-based personal finance blog category. It was voted to go away for a little bit, but this year the panelists saw a need for this to come back, perhaps because financial writers are suddenly finding some humor again, which is good. Humor is always good. So this category is back.
Awesome.
So the finalists in the funniest personal finance blog category for the Plutus Awards are Bayalis is the Answer, Bitches Get Riches, The Dumpster Dog Blog, Half Banked, and Mixed Up Money.
All right. And Best Entrepreneurship Blog, and this one's presented by Well Kept Wallet. Finalists are Money Lab, The Self-Employed Movement, Side Hustle Nation, Smart Passive Income, and Yes, I Am Cheap.
Entrepreneurship is an interesting area too, with everybody talking side hustles. How long has this category been around?
This category has been around since the beginning. Personal finance bloggers have always had room for an entrepreneurship slant. And of course, because by the time the awards started, there were a lot of bloggers who had turned their blogs into businesses. So entrepreneurship just comes naturally to the financial media, and it's become such a huge focus. And of course, the whole idea of side hustles has exploded. And so there's so many people who are tracking their adventures or trying to start, and they're looking to learn more by starting a blog, or they're tracking and they're sharing with the world their successes and failures. And I think it's fantastic.
I like the fact, I think this is fantastic, that the committee brought back real estate, or actually added real. I don't think we've had a real estate category till this year,
no,
have we?
This is new and fun.
Yeah. Harlan, what do we got here?
Yeah. So the finalists for the best real estate blog are Afford Anything, Bigger Pockets, Coach Carson, Guy on Fire, and Nick the Banker.
And for best generational personal finance blog, is pretty heavily weighted toward the millennials. But for best generational personal finance blog, we have Boston Student Loan Lawyer, Broke Millennial, Fiery Millennials, Money Under 30, and Teens Got Sense.
Yeah, that's pretty millennial heavy. But that's good. That is great. Next up.
Next up is Best Minimalism Blog and the finalists for the Best Minimalism Blog, the Plutus Awards this year are Kate Flanders, Frugal Woods, The Frugal Farmer, Tiny Ambitions, and Two Cup House.
And for Best Frugal Travel Blog, so this is different from the Frugality Blog. Last year, they thought it would be fun to add a frugal travel blog that focuses on saving money while you travel and living that good travel life. So our finalists in this category this year are Bald Thoughts, Club Thrifty, Mommy Points, Nomadic Matt, and Traveling Well for Less.
Next area, okay. I think is pretty important, Harlan, which is these people aren't people that necessarily have blogs. These are people that pitch in and work all over the internet. You see them, you see their writing all over the place.
Yeah, and some do have blogs, but for some of these in this category, it is not their primary focus, or they split time between their own blog and contributing articles and other content to others. And so the finalists for the best personal finance contributor or freelancer presented by Experian are Eric Rosenberg, Kristen Wong, Louis DiNicola, Melanie Lockert, and Zena Kumak.
I think most of our listeners, if they read anywhere on the internet, you've seen all those names before.
Oh, for sure. Best Military Finance Blog is presented by Heroes at Home. And those finalists are Her Money Moves, Kate Horrell, Military Life Planning, The Military Guide, and The Military Wallet.
And next up, we have the Best Use of Social Media presented by Kayla Sloan. And the finalists in that category are David and John from Debt Free Guys, Mike Delgado from Experian, Josh Elledge from Upend PR, Stephanie O'Connell from Stephanie O'Connell, Ty and Talat from His and Her Money.
And then we also have the Best Financial Planner blog. We have Adam Hagerman, CFP, Jen Hemphill, Good Financial Sense, Nerd's Eye View, and the Chicago Financial Planner.
This one's been around a while, hasn't it?
Two or three years, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is the third year.
Okay. Last year's winner when it comes to financial planners?
Last year's winner was Michael Kitsis from Nerd's Eye View, and he's back in the running this year.
He is, yeah, going for that second time. Next up, we're on to Best Personal Finance Educational Resource.
Yeah, so the finalists for Best Personal Finance Educational Resource are Money 101 from Less Debt, More Wine, Payoff Debt App from The Debt Myth, Student Loan Knockout from Zena Kumak, and the Money Reset Master Course from Life and a Budget.
Yeah, so this next category, Best Video Multimedia Production, the finalists are Adulting.tv, that's woo, okay for woo! Us. Budget and the Beach, His and Her Money, Jessica Morehouse, and Stephanie O'Connell.
I like that's the only place where you guys didn't act impartial was on that one. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. The sad thing is you have to recuse yourself from categories that you are nominated in. So we can't actually vote for ourselves.
Which and, means you get the yoo-hoo.
We track email addresses. So we know if you've been naughty.
Has anybody really tried to be naughty?
No, most. No.
I can't imagine somebody.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the spirit of the thing. That would just be horrible. And we are on to Community Builder Award presented by The Blond Spot.
Yes, and this is a new category for this year. The panelists had a great idea to present this award. Community is so important in what we're doing, so we're glad that it's here. So the finalists in this category are David Outen and John Schneider, again from Debt Free Guys, Philip Taylor, Miranda Marquit, Sandy Smith, and Tiffany Alich.
The next category we have is Lifetime Achievement. Those people who have been around forever in blog years.
AKA old.
Old.
No, just kidding.
Yeah, you've won, man. You are old. So the finalists this year are Donna Friedman, Jeff Rose, Miranda Marquit, Paula Pant, and Tom Drake.
We'll definitely be talking about this topic more on the roundtable. But Miranda, we're going to be talking about you behind your back. After
oh
this
my
is
gosh.
Over. Yes. And here we go. And I guess I would say that starting with, well, Best Video Multimedia, we're on these big, big, big awards. And the next one, Best New Personal Finance Blog presented by Experian. Here's a big one.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest awards that we give out. And the finalists this year for the Best New Personal Finance Blog are Her Money Moves, Journey to Launch, Mustard Seed Money, Position on Fire, and Wealthy Accountant.
Some neat blogs in there that are brand new. By the way, we're going to have a link to these in our show notes at stackybenjamins.com if you want to go to the Plutus Awards and check these out. It's plutusawards.com/finalists to get that, or just head to our show notes at Stacking Benjamins. And now we are up to Podcast of the Year, probably the best category.
So this one is presented by Club Thrifty. And the Podcast of the Year finalists are Money for the Rest of Us, Radical Personal Finance, Side Hustle Nation, Stacking Benjamins.
What?
And Wealthy Single Money. Mommy, sorry, Wealthy Single Mommy.
And I am surprised because my friend Farnoosh won this last year and didn't make the list of finalists. Farnoosh with a fantastic podcast, So Money. But still, you look at this list of finalists, it's a really interesting list, especially one of them. No, I'm joking. And now the big boy, Blog of the Year, presented by State Farm. We go to you, Mr. Plutus. Here, what's the big one?
All right. So this category, we usually have more than five finalists, and that is the case this year. And they are 1500 Days, Bitches Get Riches, Early Retirement Now, Frugal Woods, Mad Fiantist, Millennial Money Man, Our Next Life, Wallet Hacks, Wealthy Accountant, and Well-Kept Wallets.
So thanks, everybody, by the way, who helped out with that. Miranda, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to draw attention to a couple things real quick. First of all, we have a Plutus Foundation Service Award that Harlan will be presenting live at the Plutus Awards. Somebody who has done service in their own communities, not necessarily the personal finance blog community, but the people who do good work in their own local communities every day. And the first person to win that award was a couple years ago, and it was Kylie Travers. And she does fantastic work in Australia for homelessness and domestic violence. And so I just kind of wanted to draw attention to the great work that Harlan has been doing by founding the Plutus Foundation as a way to help people get grants for financial education and financial purposes.
And there will be one this year?
Yes.
There will be this one. There will be an award this year. We are currently going through some ideas to see how that's going to work out. But the plan is to have a service award this year, as well as announce recipients for at least one new Plutus Foundation grant.
And then, Harlan, let's talk about the last thing, because people listening to this can still vote for their favorite thing. If you didn't hear your favorite thing, or if you did hear your favorite thing, there's another award called the People's Choice Award. Tell us about that.
Sure. The People's Choice Award is it's the best opportunity for bloggers, podcasters, anybody involved in the financial media to show that they deserve an award as well. And, you know, basically it comes down to getting the power of your audience behind you to place some votes. So we have that on the PlutusAwards.com website. You can go to PlutusAwards.com/People's Choice, or there's links to it everywhere on the site, and you can get to it from a variety of URLs. But the bottom line is, vote for People's Choice, get the nominations in, get the votes in, so that you can be named the People's Choice winner on stage at the Plutus Awards at FinCon this year.
And we'll also have that link on our show notes at stackybenjamins.com. Miranda, Harlan, thanks a ton for doing this with us. This is so exciting. I can't wait to see who the winners are and how great the spectacle is the last day of FinCon at the Plutus Awards, 8th Annual Plutus Awards. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Joe. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience and tell them about what's going on.
All right. And as one group of tuxedos and dresses leaves, another one comes down. This is the party group. We're going to talk trash about these. Actually, I'm really excited about a lot of these categories. So let's start in Austin, Texas, where my brand new friend, Kara Perez from GoBravely.com. Do you want to rename your site so I can pronounce it, Kara?
Bravely Go, actually.
Bravely Go. Oh. I can't even get the name right. That's a great way to start this thing. Yes. So welcome to the show. So tell everybody about Bravely Go.
Bravelygo.co is my blog, and I started it in January 2017. It's financial literacy for women. I come from a debt payoff background, so I'm very interested in helping people use money as a tool and get out of debt ASAP.
And you are a nominee this year. Well,
I am.
Yeah. You just found out like 5 minutes ago. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice work. And that is in the debt freedom category, correct?
It is. Yes.
Awesome. And from somewhere in Southern California, actually the rest of this group is in Southern California. Let's go from north to south. From Personal Profitability Podcast, it's Eric Rosenberg.
Hello, I'm excited to be here. And I'd also like to point out that the last time I was on Stacking Benjamins, I recorded in my daughter's closet. I've now come out of the closet and I'm recording in my office.
Congratulations.
So it's a big upgrade in my podcast recording location.
And you also are a nominee.
Yes, I was thrilled to find out. I've been a FinConner since the beginning. I've been to every one. I've cared so much about this community, and it is so exciting to be on the list. I'm honored to be up against some truly great other freelancers in the same category.
Well, I'm excited to see you in a tuxedo because you dress up nice.
I actually own two tuxedos. I have a white tuxedo and a black tuxedo. The white one I stole from my dad. My uncle, who was actually down in Texas, there's a fun little connection in Austin, owned a tuxedo shop. And when it closed, he gave my dad a black tux and a white tux. And getting ready for my high school prom, I thought, you know, it would be baller to go in a white tux. And I happened to have one in my house. So my mom said I could take it out of my dad's closet and have it altered to fit me, which means it's now too snug. But
I think of all the baller things going on in my life, and I think the white tux for the prom doesn't make the top 10. But hey, that's how you roll. Right. Well, tell everybody about your podcast, about the Personal Profitability Podcast.
Sure. So Personal Profitability is both a podcast and blog. I started in 2008, and it is all about treating your money like a business, learning how to earn more, spend thoughtfully, and get profitable. That's what we're all about.
And south of you, near San Diego, California, Mr. College Investor himself, thecollegeinvestor.com, Robert Farrington. You've been on the show, I think, more than anybody, Robert, on this crew.
I love it. Well, thanks for having me back. I didn't know if I was going to be welcome back after last time, but I'm glad to be here. This is great.
We had to convince mom after we had to bleep out half of what you said.
Yeah, I got in a little trouble with that one, but hey, we're good. We're back, and I appreciate the invite.
We won't even go into what that one is. Well, let's talk about this. Everybody's wondering about these nominees. They just heard, of course, Harlan and Miranda give out the nomination. So let's start off with, we're going to skip through these. I want to start off with the best retirement blog here. Can I Retire Yet? Retire Happy. Roger Whitney, of course, the Retirement Answer Man, the Retirement Manifesto, and Your Smart Money Moves. Robert, what do you know about these blogs?
You know, I just started reading some of them, and I am super excited to see them. You know, I've been part of the Plutus Awards and been going to them for a few years now, so it's cool to see a nice combination of some recurring ones that I see all the time, whether it's Roger or Jim at Retire Happy, and then there's some new ones in there as well. So it's really cool to see a mix in this category.
Yeah, Daryl Kirkpatrick at Can I Retire Yet? It's a good blog. We've had him on a couple times. Kara, you seem to be maybe a little ways away from retirement. Are you focused on any of these blogs?
Yeah, I'm not focused on. Some of them are new to me. I'm quite a ways away from retirement, but I love seeing how people are handling it. So for me, I really like Your Smart Money Moves. I think that's some great content. And I agree that there's a nice mix this year of some older, more established blogs and newer kids on the block. So I'm all about that.
All right, Eric. Yeah,
I just really love manifestos in general. I don't care what they're about. So seeing the Retirement Manifesto on here, I just like want to vote for the name. Like, I know they say you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, just its price. No, I'm kidding. But I like the name of that one. But you know, these are all great blogs, and anyone who's wanting to learn about saving for the future would not go wrong with any of these. So it's definitely going to be some tough voting for the final.
Yeah, it's kind of funny seeing Roger Whitney on here. I'm not ripping Roger Whitney when I say this, but Roger, I think of more as a podcaster, right? His blog is more a reflection of his podcast. So I was a little surprised to see the Retirement Answer Man on here. But if we're picking who we think the winner is, Robert, let's start with you. Who are you going with?
You know, I think it's going to be Roger or Fritz at the Retirement Manifesto. I see those guys talking really strictly about retirement, and I think they have a good shot at it.
Kara, you're probably going with Your Smart Money Moves then.
I like Your Smart Money Moves. I also think Can I Retire Yet has a big following, big name out there. So I think that's a strong contender.
Yeah, that's mine. Can I Retire Yet and Daryl Kirkpatrick. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, I'd put in another for Can I Retire Yet or Roger Whitney. You know, they're both doing great stuff and big names.
Yeah, awesome. And on that move, for people wanting to retire early, this is where Kara spends all her time because she's part of Fire Nation, I'm sure, which is Financial Independence Retire Early. Best Financial Independence Fire blog. We've got 1500 Days, Mad Scientist, Our Next Life, Physician on Fire, and Root of Good. Let's go the other way. Eric, who do you like here?
I just want to know which of these bloggers has a mustache, because that has been such a big part of Fire for me for a few years. Yeah.
Mustache. I don't know what you're referring to. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm joking, listeners, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Mr. Money Mustache has been a huge Fire blog and leader in this space for a while. So it's exciting to see these other blogs have percolated up to the top and they're doing great. One that really sticks out to me is Physician on Fire. And part of why is my sister is a second year surgeon, and I have been trying to talk to her about money since I started blogging about it about 10 years ago. And she never cared until now when there's a doctor blogging about money. Like, I've been telling you this stuff for years and you won't listen. But now that someone who is an MD is writing about it, you'll listen to them. But no, because he got my sister engaged in her finances, I think he stands out to me personally.
Kara, are you on the aggressive retirement plan?
I certainly am trying my best. And for me, one of my favorite all-time blogs is on this list, Our Next Life. I think Ms. O&L puts out incredible content every single week. And I love that she gets you with numbers. She's got graphs, but she also talks about the other parts of FIRE, you know, the emotional side of it, as well as the planning side of it. I think to me, that's a huge, huge aspect that we don't see anywhere else.
Really well-rounded approach. But I think, Robert, that the other three on this list, the three we haven't talked about, are kind of the heavy hitters, I guess we call them, the 1500 Days, the Mad Scientist, and Root of Good. Those, for me, are the odds-on favorites here.
You know, a Mad Scientist has been one of the, like, I would say, quote unquote, first financial independence blogs, right up there with Mr. Money Mustache. He's been doing it a long time. What I really appreciate about Mad Scientist is he focuses on a lot of the technical and will dive deep into the numbers. And to me, I think that's huge because I know there's a lot of emotional stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of math there, too, that a lot of people don't think about. And Brandon and Mad Scientist really hits it, knocks it out of the park.
So it's so interesting. Sorry, does you say that not that many people think about the numbers? Because to me, especially in the mustachian camp, it's all about the numbers. And I think it's so nice to see posts that talk about things other than that, because everyone's numbers are different, right? So sometimes you see someone's numbers and you're like, oh, that's not my scenario. So I like when people come with different approaches.
Totally. I totally see that. You know, I think the mustachian camp, I guess where it's different is the mustachian camp is very focused on frugality. And I think Brandon at Mad Scientist is very much focused on investing and building wealth. So right. I guess that's the differentiator there for me.
Totally.
Well, and to your point, Kara, what I really like about Our Next Life is that there's this whole feeling when I was a financial planner, I saw this, people would stop working and you don't realize how much your job plays into who you think you are. And this whole emotional thing that you go through when you stop working of why am I alive is a big, big part of the FIRE movement that I think people don't realize. I think they're just trying to get the hell out of their job, which is great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But you have to have a job you love like we all do. And then it doesn't feel as much like work.
That's I'm with you there.
There you go.
All right. So are you saying then, Robert, back to you, are you saying that Mad Scientist for the win here?
I am going for Mad Scientist for the win.
Yeah. Kara?
I'm going to Our Next Life.
All right. Eric?
Because I can never decide conclusively on anything, I'm going to have to put it up between 1500 days and Mad Scientist for that, you know, relatability at 1500 days, that human aspect. And then what Robert mentioned, that depth of numbers at Mad Scientist.
Yeah, I could totally see Rudy Goodwin in here. This is it's a great category.
Yeah, Justin's awesome too. Like, I don't want to diss anybody on this list.
Sure.
I want you to diss all of them. This is all about ratings, guys. Diss everybody. Come on. Let's move to a different area for those people that don't want to talk retirement. Let's go to family finance next. And this area, we've got Catherine Alford. Of course, she has twins like I do, but hers are on the other end, right? She's got young twins where mine are significantly older. Chief Mom Officer, Couple Money, Mama Fish Saves, and Montana Money Adventures. I also like all of these. Kara, let's start with you. Who do you like?
Okay, I love Chief Mom Officer, especially. I feel like the Twitter game is so strong from that site. I also love Montana Money Adventures. For me, both of these are really strong blogs, really, really good content. And they cover, once again, kind of a range of topics. I think the depth is unbelievable.
Yeah, Robert?
Hey, I'm actually right there with you. I think Chief Mom Officer and I think, Montana Money Adventures. I actually found them on Twitter and social media and I'd never heard of them before. And I don't typically dive into family finance blogs too much. But honestly, I was intrigued by the content and I liked what I saw at both of those.
Yeah, based on what he said last time he was here, he's totally not into Couple Money. Robert doesn't do that blog at all. Actually,
we're gonna need a link to this episode with Robert's last interview in the show notes. So like, it's like I can go find it. Listen, I need to know.
I don't even know what that's referencing to. I don't think I dissed Couple Money at all. But no. You know, I love Elle and the team over there, and
you didn't
do great things too. But
you didn't diss her. I think you said something disparaging about your personal relationship, but.
Did I? I don't think I did.
I think so. I did. Anyway, let's, Eric. Eric, Eric, who do you like here?
I wouldn't discount. We haven't talked about Kat Alford much yet. She is a prolific freelancer. Her stuff is everywhere, and I think that helps her build a great audience that funnels into her site. So she's definitely one to look out for. You know, Elliot Couple Money, between the podcast and the blog, has been doing this a long time. Has a pretty serious following too. And then we keep mentioning Chief Mom Officer, and I just really love the topic and how she presents everything. It goes right up the same alley as I feel I work towards, that looking at your money as a business and treating it that way for success. So, you know, any of those three are three of my favorites.
I was excited when we had Mama Fish Saves on the show because She's somebody that works in Boston in personal finance, and the depth of knowledge that she has and how she's able to take that and make it family friendly for me is fantastic. And so I think that really makes this category. For me, it makes it a tight category. In fact, I think, well, let's see what you think. Kara, who's going to win this one?
Oh, this one is a tough one because I echo Eric's point about Cat Alford prolific. But for me, I'm hoping Montana Money Adventures.
Yeah, Eric?
I'm going to vote for the CMO, Chief Mom Officer.
Robert?
I'm going with CMO as well, Chief Mom Officer.
Nice. And I'm going to go, I'm going to go with, as the dark horse, I'm going to go with Elle and Couple Money. I really like what Elle's doing over there. Let's move on to Best New Personal Finance Book. And I don't know if you guys have read these books or some of the books that you can speak to. So this one might be a little harder to pick the winner, but let's talk through them. Broke Millennial, Stop Scraping By and Get Your Financial Life Together by Aaron Lowry. Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If They're Not a Parent's Guide to Kids 3 to 23 by Beth Kobliner. Set for Life, Dominate Life, Money and the American Dream by Scott Trench. The Simple Path to Wealth, Your Roadmap to Financial Independence and a Rich Free Life by J.L. Collins. Your Playbook for Tough Times, Volume 2, Needs and Wants Edition by Donna Friedman. Now, 4 out of the 5 of those people have been guests on our show talking about these projects, and man, they're all great. So, Robert, have you
read... Obviously, the winner is going to be one of those 4. Right?
Clearly going to be one of those 4. Yes.
Joe is pulling the strings.
Yeah, J.L. Collins has not been on the show, and I love J.L. Collins' work, but he's out. Clearly out. Yeah. Robert, what do you got on these?
You know, I really love Broke Millennial. Aaron, I did a great book there. And, you know, she has been hustling, promoting that thing for, I feel like, a year now. I mean, I feel like every time I see her, she's out there doing something with it. And then the book that just made its way to my house is Make Your Kid a Money Genius. So, you know, I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and it's something that trying to figure out how to teach them money is something that we are looking at right now because I don't want my kids to suck at money. So.
That's the quote of the show. I don't want my kids to suck at money. Robert Barrington. Eric, how about you?
I've really seen Erin has been on a breakout year. Her blog and her book have been incredible to see how she's been able to put that out there. So she's definitely a heavy hitter coming into this category. You know, I wouldn't discount Donna Friedman. She's been around a while and has a lot of great stuff to say. And I actually also have a copy of Beth's book sitting on my desk next to me. It's funny, I was actually writing an article this morning on 5 best personal finance books for beginners and experts to get started in their journey. And I was looking more at the classics, but one that was suggested to me was Beth's earlier book. It just came up.
Oh,
it's funny. I just saw her nominated and I was suggested by Amazon to read her book.
Yeah.
So the power of Amazon says she might win.
I think that makes me want to listen to The Power of Amazon. Like, for me, I have to echo what everyone has said about Erin. I mean, the hustle has been incredible with her book launch and promoting it. And it's a great book. There's a ton of really quality content in there. I also think Donna Friedman, Your Playbook for Tough Times, is an incredible piece of writing and a different audience than Broke Millennial speaks to. And so I always think about the audience who is reading this. So for me, those are the top 2.
Is that because you are a debt freedom blogger that you like finding your way out of tough times?
I love that. Like, I like finding my way out of tough times. Yeah, don't stay in tough times. Get the heck out of there.
That's right. That's the toughest.
Isn't the path to getting into debt way more fun than the path of getting out of debt?
Oh my God! Sometimes my debt was all student loans and like a little bit of credit card debt from an internship. It wasn't like, and I got this new car. Look at my closet full of awesome clothes. It was like, look at my degree.
Well, you're a disappointing debt blogger. You could have done
my
way.
My debt story is the same. I only really had debt from student loans. So I got to get some more Burberry in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
So are we clear here? All 3 of you guys, it sounds like, are saying Aaron Lowry, Broke Millennial, is our winner?
Yeah, that's my vote.
I think so.
I got to be different then. I have to say, as I said before, all of these books, the 4 that were on our show, were fantastic. But Aaron and Scott Trench bowled me over the most. And I'm going to go with Scott Trench, partly to be different. But Scott at Bigger Pockets when he talked about the three steps, saving your first $25,000, then saving your first $100,000, then going for $1 million. I thought the way he set that book up was also fantastic. So just to be contrarian, I'm going to go, well, not just to be contrarian, it's an awesome book. I'm going to go with Scott Tranch, A Bigger Pockets. Let's
What's
move
bigger pockets.
Yeah. If we
I know what bigger pockets.
If we only had a bigger pocket, right? next on our list, let's see, is going to be Debt Freedom Blog. We have this weird blog called Bravely Go. Anybody hear this Bravely Go? Apparently I haven't because I
Go Bravely.
Go Bravely. Yeah, we know that one. Right. Then we have Debts to Riches, Jackie Beck, Notorious, D-E-B-T, and Two Cup House on here. We've had Claudia from Two Cup House on. So let's pretend that Kara's not in the room for a second, Robert. How bad do you hate her blog?
Oh, you know what? Anyone that is conquering student loan debt, I am a fan of because that is a battle. So, you know, there's some awesome bloggers on here. And, you know, people that are struggling with debt really value these resources. So honestly, this is a great group of blogs. You know, and there's a lot of great content here. I think having to deal with a debt story, you know, it's as much of the math as it is a personal relationship with that blogger. And there's some great storytellers here as well.
Kara, I should have started with you because you know these blogs probably better than any of us. So who's the biggest competition for Bravely Go here?
I mean, there is no competition, but... I'm just kidding. I'm a fan of all of these bloggers. I love Claudia over at Two Cup House and Notorious D-E-B-T. Not only am I a big Biggie fan, so I think that name is hilarious, but, you know, been around forever, putting out some great content. Debts to Riches, also, I think, a newer voice in the debt payoff world. So I'm a fan of anything that helps people pay off debt. So whether it's my blog or someone else's blog, I'm like, get that debt out of your life ASAP.
And Erica, Jackie's been blogging for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was about to say she's, if you've been trying to get out of debt for a really long time and haven't been that successful, you've probably known Jackie a long time. She's been doing this a long time. But hopefully her lessons and the others on this list will help you get out.
All right.
You like anything with manifesto in the name. I also like anything that starts with Notorious and is followed by letters.
Yeah.
So, just on the name, Notorious D-E-B-T has to stand out.
All right. So let's pretend that Bravely Go is not in here. We got to do that, Kara. We have to do that. They're not in here. Who's the other pick for your favorite, Eric?
My next pick would probably be Jackie Beck.
All right. And Robert?
You know, I'm going to go with Two Cup House. I love what they're doing over there.
Yeah, I would go with Two Cup House too, but they haven't been as consistent, you know, and what they do is amazing. So I'm going to go with Notorious D-E-B-T. So there's your competition, Kara. Looks like it's all over the place.
mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about new personal finance podcast. And some of these are very, very new. We have Choose Fi, the Fire Drill podcast, Journey to Launch, Marriage, Kids, and Money, and the Money Nerds podcast. Kara, you listen to any of these?
Yeah, I love Fire Drill. And I think that they had a really breakout launch and they've done some incredible numbers. So that is 100%. I think they're taking home the prize.
Cool. Eric, how about you?
Stamps.com, baby. Stamps.com. And get your stamps on a Casper mattress.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're talking about podcasts.
That's right.
You don't get my joke. Like, if you listen to as many podcasts as me, you've surely heard about this like a million times. No, so in seriousness, yeah, they're all great shows. And actually, I was just hanging out with Joe at Podcast Movement a few weeks ago. So we were like in the hub of all things podcast. And I really just want all of them to win. I feel like podcasting is one of these spaces where Dan Carlin from Hardcore History got on stage and said, we're not competing against each other as podcasters. We're trying to convert other people to start listening. So if any of these podcasts are bringing new people into the world of podcasting, I'm just excited for them.
Okay, Robert, I love Eric's Let's All Hold Hands and Be Friends, but which one do you like?
You know, I love the Fire Drill. I think the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast has some great stuff going on with it. And the Money Nerds podcast is kind of fun to listen to as well. So, you know, there's some great podcasts up in here. It's hard to get through all of them now because there's just so many. It's just, you know, I'll wake up on like a Wednesday and my little like red dot on my iPhone has like 18 new podcasts that dropped. And I'm like, geez, I don't even know I'm going to get through all these.
Where do you get the time to go through those? And I love what Jamila's doing at Journey to Launch, but that show is brand new, man. So to see it on that list is a testament to how great she's been here at the beginning. So picking a winner, I think, Kara, you already picked your winner, the fire drill.
Yes, that's my winner.
Yep. And Robert, you led with that one. So is that your winner?
Yo, I'm going to go with the Money Nerd podcast.
Yeah. And Eric, how about you?
I'm going to echo Robert, go with the Money Nerd.
Yep. And I think I'm going Money Nerds too. So Kara, you're outvoted.
Ooh, the cheese stands alone. I see how it is.
We'll see in Dallas.
We will.
She's going to be the one laughing at us.
Right. Four show up, one comes out. Right. No. Let's go down to, just for fun, let's stop at frugal travel. We could talk about all these, but we're going to run out of time. Let's talk briefly about frugal travel, because everybody likes to travel for less. At least I do, and it's my podcast, so. Bald Thoughts, Club Thrifty, Mommy Points, Nomadic Matt, and Traveling Well for Less. Eric, let's start with you. What do you think?
It's another great category with tons of useful stuff on all sites. I'm going to have to lean towards Bald Thoughts, because Lee has really shaken things up. He was blogging solo at baldthoughts.com, recently made the move over to Boarding Area. And that really launched him to a whole new level and a whole new audience. And he's just doing a great job.
Yeah, Kara?
Okay, are you ready for some shade? I know you've been waiting, Joe. I think it's a little weird that Nomadic Matt is in this category, not because it's not an incredible frugal travel blog, but simply because he's not really a huge part of the PF, the personal finance blogosphere. He's much more rooted in the travel world and is an author. And to me, I think blogs like Traveling Well for Less and Club Thrifty, those are my votes, you know, where I'm like, you guys are clearly involved in the finance world. You're clearly involved with your audiences. And Nomadic Matt just like doesn't, there's no shade to Nomadic Matt. It's an incredible blog, but I think it's weird that he made it onto the finalist list.
I love that. More of that, Robert. Let's bring up more gasoline. Come
first,
on.
Or is it travel first? What's the.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of think all Plutus Awards need to be finance first.
Well, see, and I'm the opposite. So I am not a frugal person, and I'm not a frugal traveler. And let's just say that I am traveling in nice style to Dallas coming up for these awards. So like, I actually really like Lee, and Bald Thoughts has come out of the gates this year. You know, he's been doing it for a while. Love it. But I do like Nomadic Matt, because there is that not frugal aspect to it that if I, you know, it's I aspire to travel more. So since I don't do it very much, when I do it, I like this aspirational stuff. I like to see how the glitz and glam of it happens.
I wonder if that's, sorry to be this person, I wonder if that's our age difference a little bit, because I'm still in my 20s. I'm still like, I'll sleep on a friend's couch, it's fine.
Totally. So now the real question is how old do you think I am? Because,
pass.
There's only about 2 years past my 20s here, and that really just
and that's when the podcast finally got uncomfortable. At that point.
Stepped in it.
Well, you still have more hair than Joe.
Oh, nice. Now we just go after me. That's the easy joke, right? I'm going to say, I like Traveling Well for Less too. I think that's I love what Lee's doing at Bald Thoughts as well. I agree with that. But I'll start here. I think Traveling Well for Less for the win. Robert, you going with Nomadic Matt then?
No, you know, I'm going to go with Bald Thoughts for the win. I think he's had a banner year.
Kara?
I'm going to echo you, Traveling Well for Less.
And Eric?
Going Bald Thoughts.
Man, 2-2. 4 go in, 2 come out. Back to that. Let's talk social media, because a lot of people listening to the Stacking Benjamin show are interested in following fun people that have great social media presence. And I think that these are some really, really good nominees here. So the nominees were Dave and John over at Debt Free Guys, Mike Delgado at Experian. How about a big company like Experian getting on the personal finance list? That's pretty cool. And then Josh Ellidge from Upend PR, Stephanie O'Connell at, wait for it, Stephanie O'Connell, and Ty and Talit at His and Her Money. So Eric, how about you? Kick this off. Who do you like following on social media?
I like all of these guys. I think Ty and Talat are standouts because they speak to, you know, a slightly different audience than I speak to. You know, they speak to a lot of people of color and that are followers on their YouTube channel and their podcast and their social media. And they've done just such an amazing job, especially with video. at connecting people and making them feel like they can engage in their personal finances that are coming from and outside the super educated finance world that a lot of us live in as we're blogging our days. So I love what they're doing just because they reach out so much.
Yeah, Kara?
Yeah, I think those are really good thoughts, Eric. But for me, everything Stephanie O'Connell tweets, I retweet. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. So that's where my vote lies, Stephanie O'Connell.
You know what's so hard about this category, guys, is that everyone is on a different platform and dominating it. So I always see the debt-free guys dominating Instagram. Mike Delgado dominates anything that's new in the world. So like a year ago, he had 360 cameras up and was doing crazy things on Facebook that no one can touch. You know, Josh is on Twitter and Facebook. Stephanie O'Connell does video and Instagram really well, and she puts that on Twitter. And then Ty and Tolette are like YouTube king and queen. Like you know, they have some of the best YouTube channel that I've seen in the personal finance space. So it's really hard for me to decide, but I think Ty and Tolette are rocking it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I also think that Delgado, even though I'm with you, Robert, he's phenomenal. I just don't see a committee saying experience going to win this category. And it actually has less to do with Delgado than the fact that he has the tools and toys that the rest of these people don't have. And just in the personal finance space, nothing against Experian. I just don't see Experian winning the category. Do you?
No, I agree. But you know what? I want to give Mike some props because he's in a big organization and he's innovating and he's like almost doing that entrepreneurship within an organization. And I think that's pretty respectable. But I agree with you. I don't think Experian can win. But I love Mike and he's doing great things.
And you know, you said it better than I did, because what I was trying to say is I think Mike Delgado is the winner here. I think Mike Delgado is the winner here, and I think he's not going to win. Sorry, Mike. I just think that's what's going to happen. Kara, how about you?
Yeah, I actually really agree with that. All of these people dominate in different categories. Definitely his and her money, no doubt. YouTube king and queen. But for me, my vote, again, definitely goes to Stephanie.
To Stephanie. Eric, how about you?
I'm almost like, as we're talking through it, I keep like changing my mind because, again, they're all so good. Now I'm thinking, you know, Josh, who actually was a roommate with the Podcast Movement, so I've hung out with him a lot recently. He teaches other people how to use their social media well to succeed.
Right.
That's almost like meta social media. He's like teaching me how to do social media. And the one who teaches others, it's either he can't do so he teaches, but we know he can really do it too because he's been on the news more than probably all of us combined. So I wouldn't discount him. But you know, David and John, they're doing great too. You can't miss their stuff. They're everywhere. It's a tough, loaded field on this one.
Guys, we got just a few categories left. Let's move to best video multimedia. Speaking of a couple of the same people, adulting.tv, Budget and the Beach, His and Her Money, we just mentioned, Jessica Morehouse, and Stephanie O'Connell. So two of them are the same. So not only, Kara, do you retweet Stephanie O'Connell stuff, do you watch every video she makes?
Not every video. But I have enjoyed a lot of what she's put out there.
Is Stephanie O'Connell secretly your BFF? Is that the deal?
I want her to be. Stephanie, please be my best friend. also in this category that I love, Jessica Morehouse, who I think her videos are also like just outstanding quality, really clear, really well edited. And then again, His and Her Money. I mean, just the sheer amount that they put out, I like am always overwhelmed with. And then Tanya over at Budget and the Beach, you know, with her background in video, multimedia, she creates incredible content. I think adulting as well. This is a really strong category.
It is a strong category because I like the adulting videos. The interviews that they do, I think, are strong with their two different viewpoints. Robert, what do you think?
You know, I think His and Her Money and honestly, Jessica Morehouse and Stephanie O'Connell, all three of them are doing great things. What comes down to me is quantity. And, you know, His and Her Money are like consistently pushing new content out on video every single, I don't know if it's every day or every 3 days or so.
It's a lot.
But they're the most consistent on it. And that gets my attention. And so that gets my vote.
Eric, consistency or quality for the win?
I feel like I should just kiss up to Adulting TV because they're the ones who are super involved in really picking the winners. They know what's going on behind the scenes. Harlan and Miranda are only upstanding, so I wouldn't question them on that. You know, I think Budget in the Beach is filmed from one of the best locations in America, being like right in between where Robert and I are sitting right now. So just good weather she might win being in Southern California. You know, Stephanie O'Connell, she's one that I think really jumped out in the last year and jumped onto my radar in the last couple of years. She's done a lot of these short, you know, like 2 minute money videos, things like that. And that has such a great reach to people and young people and millennials who really need to learn about their money. So I might lean towards Stephanie being the winner on this one.
Awesome. I'm going to go with Jessica Morehouse also. I really like the quality of all of this work. And like you've all said, I'll echo this. This is a super strong category. I think out of all the categories we've talked about, guys, this is the one where you could throw a dart and you're going to pick the winner.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
All right. These last four. Actually, let's do best new personal finance blog, and then we'll get to the big three afterwards. Her Money Moves. This is best new personal finance blog. Her Money Moves. Journey to Launch. Mustard Seed Money. Physician on Fire. Wealthy Accountant. I was part of the nominating committee on this one, the subgroup that picked this, and reading all of these blogs, man, I loved all of these blogs. Carol, let's start with you. What do you think?
For me, in this category, it's Journey to Launch. I came across her Twitter a few months ago and then did a deep dive a few weeks ago into the blog and was just blown away by the depth, by the breadth. She shares numbers, which I really appreciate. So for me, this is something, she just has an outstanding blog.
Yeah, they saved over $80,000 in a year, Eric, which you, I mean, those are some big things that they've done.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to save $80,000, right? Right. Yeah, I have to say, I'm excited by, again, that outsider Physician on Fire. And something that excites me about that blog outside of the others is before the Plutus Award nominations and all started, I was already familiar with that blog and had found it in my own research outside of, as I mentioned, my sister talks to me about it. But just finding him when reading about financial independence in general, meaning those resources aren't just for doctors, I think it's just a really high quality site.
Robert?
You know, I'm going to echo that with Physician on Fire. I actually couldn't believe it was in the new personal finance blog category.
Yeah.
You know, it comes out as a very established blog, and he's doing some great things over there. And the other one that really caught my eye was Wealthy Accountant. So that was one that I came across researching the Plutus Awards. I stopped in, and, you know, he's got a great mix of story and personal finance there, which I feel like in some ways we don't see as much anymore in the personal finance space, which so I think is pretty cool.
And you don't expect from a blog called Wealthy Accountant.
I agree 100% on that one.
I mean, no offense to accountants out there, but I don't think there's many accountants telling stories like they are on that site. You know, what was interesting to me that I didn't expect, I'd never been to Mustard Seed Money. And the stories there, I thought were really well written, too. I was a big fan there. So who's going to win? Robert, you had two different ones that you liked. Who's going to take it home?
I think Physician on Fire is going to take it home.
Eric, you agree with that then?
I agree. And I'm a ketchup guy. So sorry, Mustard Seed Money. I can't vote for you.
I love that.
And Journey to Launch is yours, Kara?
Journey to Launch for me.
Yeah, I like Her Money Moves, and I like Mustard Seed Money. I'm going with Journey to Launch as well. I think Jamila takes it. So 2-2 again.
Damn.
All right, here we go. The big three categories. Let's talk lifetime achievement right now, because all five of these people have done great things. Of course, Donna Friedman, we talked about earlier, has written all over the place. It's done just fantastic work in the community. Really great writing about being frugal and about taking care of pennies, I think is absolutely fantastic. Of course, Jeff Rose at Good Financial Sense, all over the place with that blog for a long period of time. Miranda Marquit, besides helping out with these awards, I mean, what hasn't Miranda Marquit done, or where hasn't she written? She's done so much for the personal finance community in general, and that's who this award celebrates. Paula Pant, of course, besides being on the Stacking Benjamin show every week, Paula and Afford Anything have, I mean, when Paula writes, people listen. Now when Paula speaks on her podcast, people listen. And Tom Drake, the Canadian candidate, and with all the with the blogs that he runs, I mean, Tom, from the very early days of blogging, I mean, Tom has built a real empire, and also just is one of the most helpful guys ever. Whenever I've ever had a question, I feel like a guy with that much expertise and that much going on, the fact that he's helped out so many bloggers get started and keep going is huge. So for me, it's kind of a dartboard, but holy cow, Robert, I'm going to, as a guy who's been around the longest, I think, of any of us, actually, yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Eric might be right there with me. I don't know.
I started October 2008 was when personal profitability.
He's got me beat.
All right.
I mean, I started September 2009. So.
Ah, so let's go to Eric first then.
I'm the dinosaur blogger.
Yes.
I don't know if you think it's proud ever.
Yeah, Eric, so what are you thinking?
Yeah, I have to lean towards, I know a lot of these guys really well, and despite Paula's being on an award-winning podcast once a week, I'm referring to the Academy of Podcast Awards.
Yeah.
That Stack Benjamins deservingly won this year. I have to lean towards Jeff Rose because he has done so much cool stuff and reaches so many great people. You know, he has his book geared towards personal finance for veterans in the military, which is a very important topic. He is a financial advisor. So when he's not blogging and podcasting and video making and all of his other stuff he does, he lives and breathes personal finance all day, every day. I mean, his family has grown it to become a known part of our community, with his wife, Mandy, doing her own blogs and being part of Jeff's empire and then a success in her own right. But yeah, I have to lean towards Jeff on this one.
All right, Robert.
You know, this is a super tough one. All five of these people have done amazing things over a long period of time. I think Tom, too, like I was looking at last year at FinCon, and I think he controls like 40% of the Canadian personal finance internet, like all of his sites. And, you know, so like if this was the Canadian Plutus Awards, like it might go to Tom.
Well, because when I thought because if you didn't give it to Tom, you're saying he'd break your kneecaps because he controls everything.
He controls everything. He's like the Don of Canada.
Right.
But, he's like a Kardashian. He can break the internet.
I could.
But then I had to realize, you know who writes all of his content? I think it's Miranda.
Miranda's the real puppet master.
I think Miranda is the puppet master, but also my vote does go to Miranda. She has done so much for so long in this community, and she has touched writing, running all kinds of stuff, putting these things together. She's amazing, and my vote goes to her.
All right, Kara, much newer blog, but who do you like?
Yeah, I echo Robert completely. Miranda, for me, she's everywhere all the time, putting out really, really quality stuff. Sometimes you see people achieve a certain level of visibility and quality suffers, and that has never been the case with Miranda. She puts together these events. She does videos. She does everything. It's crazy. I don't like, when does she sleep?
Yeah, no, right? Yeah. I agree. I have to be the dissenting vote here, going a different way than everybody else. And I should be loyal to Paula, but with Paula being on her show and helping me as much as she has. And I love Paula Pant, but Donna Friedman is mine. I just think all the stuff that Donna's done, all the writing that she's done, I think there's definitely a lifetime achievement there that goes way beyond blogging. You know what I mean? She took a lot of journalistic, a lot of time in the trenches as a journalist to the blogging platform when it first arrived. So I really enjoy her writing. Man, no matter who wins that category, all these categories, it's just some fantastic stuff. All right.
I just hope of whoever doesn't win, the others are all renominated next year because they all really deserve to be here.
Yeah.
I agree. They all really, really deserve it.
Well, for ratings, I hope they all get in a fight with the person who wins. That's what I hope. And then we can talk about it later.
Yeah, we should have a rule in the Plutus Awards. There's a rule in curling that the winning team has to buy the losing team a round of drinks.
There it
is. I think we should have that in the Plutus Awards where the winner has to buy the other four a beer or something.
Yes, that's a great rule. We should definitely implement that.
I think all these nominees have to buy us beer just for us talking to them or about them. That's what they totally have to do. Two to go here. Podcast of the year, which is Money for the Rest of Us, David Stein's great project. Radical Personal Finance, Joshua Sheet's great project. Side Hustle Nation, with Nick Loper's great project. Stacking Benjamins, Nobody's project. And Wealthy Single Mommy, which is Emma Johnson's awesome project. So let's take Stacking Benjamins out of it, like we did earlier. These podcasts, Robert, what do you think?
Man, this was another one. I had a hard time just looking at them. I mean, I'm sorry, Emma, I had to rule you out because I remember a long time ago you said you only want
single moms to listen to your podcast and to read your blog. So I wasn't able to look at it and read it. And so I can't judge it. But, you know, for all the other ones, I really like Nick's podcast. And my vote goes for Side Hustle Nation.
Well, and I actually had a question about Side Hustle Nation, which is that a personal finance podcast or is it an entrepreneurship podcast?
You know, it's
don't
the
two go hand in hand.
For me, they go hand in hand. And, you know, I've been a guest on that show and I think side hustling is a great way to achieve your personal finance goals. So,
yeah, no. And Nick, I'm not ripping the show. I love Side Hustle Nation. And we talk about side hustles quite a bit. But Eric, how about you?
Well, Stacking Benjamins has already won a big award this year. So I'm just trying to see if I can get Joe to turn red talking about it. I have video.
just leave me out of it.
So, you know, outside of Stacking Benjamins, I'm actually another vote for Side Hustle Nation. You know, I'm in the same camp as Robert that, you know, entrepreneurship and making money is a huge part of money. You can earn forever, but you can only budget to zero. There's a limit on how much you can save. And his Side Hustle Nation has been such a big inspiration to so many people and helps them get out of debt and all that other junk that you need more money to do. He's just doing great this year and has been a standout for sure.
You know, it's so funny. As someone who side hustled her way out of debt, I worked 5 different jobs 7 days a week to pay off my debt. And I've never listened to Side Hustle Nation. Isn't that hilarious? I love the side hustle. And I have actually never heard the podcast.
You got to listen to it. Nick does a great job.
Yeah, it's on the list. It's downloaded. I just haven't.
That's not the truth.
Wealthy Single Mommy is incredible. Emma is kind of up there with me in the like personal finance goddesses. I'm like, how are you doing this? You're incredible. Her success stories are crazy. And I was raised by a single mom. So for me, I'm just like, you're pulling at my heartstrings. You're talking to my experience. And you're making bank. This is incredible.
When you said she's up with me as personal finance goddesses, I thought you meant both
for
of you.
For me. I mean, yes. She's the one I look up to.
She's kind of like me. Like
she's almost as good as me.
We are both.
We know the new bloggers who are coming in look up to you the exact same way. So don't put yourself down too much.
We are
That's
both
so
pretty.
Please edit that out.
Heck no. We can't do that. I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of, and I was hoping he would make this part of the list. It was David Stein's Money for the Rest of Us. I just think the way that that guy explains things, I love listening to him tell stories about money, and he really takes these difficult concepts and brings them down to earth. So I like that one. So besides Stacking Benjamins, your pick is, Kara, is it Wealthy Single Mommy, it sounds like?
Yes.
Yep. And then the you two guys, Side Hustle Nation?
Yep. Unless there's an option to write in the personal profitability podcast.
That's right. That's the one. Right, you got robbed. What's up with that? Yeah. Last one here. Blog of the year. And this is the cornerstone of the Plutus Awards. Let's go over these. 1500 Days. Bitches Get Riches. Early Retirement Now. Frugal Woods. Mad Scientist. Millennial Money Man. Our Next Life. Wallet Hacks, Wealthy Accountant, and Well-Kept Wallet. Kara, let's start with you. Ladies first on the big category here.
God, this one is so tough for me because I'm the number one Frugal Woods fan out there. I am. Last year I saw Mrs. Frugal Woods walking at FinCon and I like blushed. I was like, oh my God, celebrity. I texted my boyfriend. I just saw Mrs. Frugal Woods. I mean, I love the Frugal Woods. I also think, though, Bitches Get Riches coming out of the gate earlier this year, such incredible content, such funny writing. And I love that it's a team of 2 women doing it. I feel like that's really hard to coordinate. So this is a strong category here. And I'm torn right now between those two.
Well, don't pick yet. Let's hear what everybody else has to say, like their thought process on some of these. Robert, take us through some of the ones that you like on this list.
Man, this was another super hard list. There are so many blogs, and then they doubled the quantity of blogs.
Yeah,
so
right.
It just makes it even harder. Like, could you make a harder area even harder? So, you know, honestly, Millennial Money Man, who hasn't really, I didn't see him anywhere else on the list, but I have been loving what he's been doing this year. A lot of great content out there. I like he kind of puts, you know, personal finance and entrepreneurship together, which kind of calls to me. You know, same thing with Mad Scientist. Does that really well. And then Deacon over at Well Kept Wallet. I love that intersection of personal finance and entrepreneurship. That's kind of like my bread and butter for reading.
Eric, how about you? Which one does it, on these do you frequent often?
All right, bitches. So I think I couldn't help myself. Well-kept wallet is another one that's been on a tear. If you couldn't tell, what I lean towards are, you know, there's some blogs that have been around a while. Then just one year they hit their groove and blow up. And that is what Deacon has done over this last year. And it was traffic, his name recognition. It's all just gone off the charts from where he had been not that long ago. And I think that's something that we all strive to do ourselves, and he is doing a great job of. So I would give him a vote for that. You know, Frugal Woods and 1500 Days are both at the front of that, you know, fire movement we were just talking about a few minutes ago. And they have a lot of recognition well beyond just our personal finance community. So they're another couple I wouldn't discount. They're all great. It's I don't know if it's quite the dartboard because we have 10 on this category and everyone can't be the best. But my vote would probably go to Well Kept Wallet.
Yeah, we haven't spent a ton of time talking about 1500 Days, but that's a blog that has definitely also had some great writing all along, but definitely has had a great, if we're looking at the last 12 months, that's been great. I got to tell you, Bitches Get Riches took me by storm, and I love anything that makes me laugh, obviously. So that's one. But, you know, the Frugal Woods, Brandon at Mad Scientist, oh, Our Next Life, we talked about that blog earlier. Love all of those. Okay.
We got to give Jim some recognition, too. I think this is good, round 2 for him with Wallet Hacks being Blog of the Year
good
nominee.
Good point. Great point. Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You know, Bargaineering, I think, was Blog of the Year, I don't know, 5 years ago or so.
If you can take two blogs to just get nominated, that's right? A big deal. Yeah. Jim Wang definitely on a tear. Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to make you pick. Kara?
Oh, my gosh. This is like Sophie's Choice for me.
And I hope this is a much easier decision than that.
It is. So, like I said, I'm the number one Frugal Woods fan, and I will be forever. But I think just Bitches Get Riches have really come out of the gate this year. And I think for like newcomers, I'm going to give my vote to them.
Wow. There's one. Beat that, Robert.
You know, I'm going to go with Millennial Money Man this year. I think he is really hitting his stride, and I love what he's putting out.
But you go fairly new also. Those are two on this list. They're two fairly new blogs.
That's true. It is.
Eric.
Budgets Are Sexy. Wait, no, wrong year.
Beep, beep.
Well Kept Wallet. Deacon's just been on a tear, and I think he's a deserving winner this year.
That's so funny. My second choice is Bitches Get Riches, but I got to go with Frugal Woods. I think uh-huh. Frugal Woods for the win. How about that? We picked four different ones. So almost a month from now, we're going to find out. Well, thanks a ton for playing, guys. This has been just a fantastic long episode, but well worth it. And I love celebrating all the great stuff that happened this year. So let's celebrate last what you guys are doing. So Kara, tell us what's going on at Go Bravely Go. Go, go.
At Bravely Go.
I'm just going to make up my own name. Like whatever I want your blog to be, I'm going to make it that. Go Bravely.
Go.co. So my big thing with Bravely is that I do financial literacy events. So I've hosted 6 events in Austin this year. I've got one more, and then I'm kicking off 2018. I'll be doing 12 events next year. So if you're in the Austin area, please come out. And yeah, just bringing financial literacy to ladies everywhere.
Awesome. And we'll link to all these, by the way, in our show notes at stackingbenjamins.com. Eric, how about over there, personal productivity? What's going on at the podcast and the blog?
Personal productivity. You just mangled the second blog name of your guests on this show, just so you know.
What did I say?
You said personal productivity. It's personal profitability. But I like your, I like the idea.
What's
sounds
going,
like something Life Hacker would start.
What's going on there, Eric, at personality.com? That's funny.
Yeah, so personal profitability, the podcast, we just started a new format with weekly episodes and shorter shows. They're a lot punchier and more fun. So be sure to check that out. iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. And I also recently released a free video series. It's a week long at personalprofitability.com/bootcamp. You'll get an email once a day for a week. No cost, no obligation, that will get you on the path to personal profitability.
And personal productivity, you mean?
Whatever you want to call it. I'll just buy all the domains.
Right.
Joe, call my blog.
Robert, what's going on at the Undergrad Investor?
Hey, we are actually talking about something that a lot of undergrads aren't going to be able to do, but it's a fun topic to think about, and it is how to invest $1 million.
Oh.
And we are part of a contest with some other of the top investing blogs that are in the Plutus Awards. So if you guys want to check it out, howtoinvestamillion.com, and vote for your favorite blog and how they decide to invest $1 million.
Awesome. And that, by the way, is at thecollegeinvestor.com. I was kidding there too.
Definitely.
Just trying to rip everything. And once again, we'll link to everybody's. We're going to bleep the entire episode, right? Thanks a ton for playing, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Special thanks to all the people who contributed to this special episode of the Stacking Benjamins podcast. You'll find a full list of finalists on our show notes page at stackingbenjamins.com. This show was created by Joe Saul-Sehy, produced by Richie Rutter-Reese, and engineered by the amazing Steve Stewart. Kathleen Selmans handles design, newsletter, and classroom opportunities. If you'd like to learn more, head to stackingbenjamins.com/classes. Online, visit us on Twitter at SBenjaminsCast or on our Facebook page. Shannon Cowan is our community manager and social media guru. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and I'm pretty much the guy in charge of everything around here. Trust me, this well-oiled machine didn't get like this all by itself. SB Podcasts may receive payment on the show from sponsors and guests in the form of books, giveaway items, discounts, or other remuneration. There's no way you would take advice from these dorks, but like Joe's mom always says, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and before making any financial moves, consult with a real financial advisor.
Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month, and that means that we've got time still for a shout-out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout-out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who is in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who is in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership, and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers so many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.